In a time of profound political polarization, the Confederate flag remains a divisive topic. The remnants of the Confederacy are still shaping society today, and the flag means vastly different things to different people. Here are some of their stories.
I'll say my uncle was in a particular state, and his brother, which was my uncle, was hung, okay? Because they got into a scuffle with some whites, okay? Found him, hung him, and my uncle took revenge and had to travel all the way this way. That's how I kind of got here.
Jarvis Rozier is the Civil War Heritage Coordinator at the John G. Riley Center in Tallahassee.
There was other instances right here in Tallahassee. Going to the movies, I was born during segregation. So we went to what used to be the State Theater right there on Monroe Street, which is now the federal courthouse. Blacks were upstairs and whites were downstairs. I remember going inside in the back of McCoy's, and my dad and my brothers were talking about getting spit on and things of that nature there. So yes, I've seen it, you know, I've lived it.
I had gone with my grandmother to vote, and this was before the Civil Rights Act was passed, and I mean the Voter Rights Act.
That's Dale Landry. He's a civil rights advocate and a former president of the Tallahassee NAACP.
And the place we went in Panama City used to be what was called the Teen Center. And the kids that were parked there had their trucks, and all their trucks had the flags and things of this nature. And as my grandmother walked up to vote, they stepped out. Deputy standing there, called her a nigger bitch, spit on her. Right, but I was a young kid, 8 or 9 years old, and was ready to fight. And but my grandmother wiped it off and said, "Let's go." And we turned and walked, and we left. I never forgot that.
H.K. Edgerton. I am president of Southern Heritage 411 and a member of Save Southern Heritage Florida. It is a part of my heritage. It is a symbol. It is a symbol of the South. It is a part of my ancestors' heritage. It is a part of the place of honor and dignity earned by folks of all colors here in the Southland of America.
For me, it's a historical flag of, it's an American flag. My name is Kelly Crocker, and I'm the area commander of the Sons of Confederate Veterans.
Yes, it means heritage to someone, but it was a heritage of derogatory hate. There was a heritage of slavery. There was a heritage of murder. There was a heritage of pillage. There was a heritage of rape. There was a heritage of sodomy. So that's what people of color see, okay, when we think about that.
Just the image of it, it sparks post-traumatic stress among a lot of African-Americans that lived during that era. And then those that have been subjected to white hate groups. And see, here in the state of Florida, when you start looking at groups that are coming up on you with the Confederate flags and things, you don't know what their intents are, you see. And in a state that has reached to the place of stand your ground, it invokes fear.
Yes, the use of the Confederate battle flag has been perverted. One organization uses it, or has used it, the KKK. But if you look at history, you'll see that the KKK used the United States flag first. In fact, they claim that that's their flag today.
They're right in some sense that the hate groups, the KKK, the Aryan groups or whatever, they have taken their flag, okay? They're taking their flag because their flag represented what they represent.
Growing up in Panama City, when the Ku Klux Klan would come in and do their annual parade around the 4th of July, they would come in and they would ride down the street, you know, and all their cars flew a combination at times of both the Confederate flag as well as the United States flag, but the prevalence was their Confederate flag.
I can't force them not to ride a flag because they have a First Amendment right of free speech just like I do, and their ancestors fought and died under the flag just like mine did.
People aren't just divided on the meaning of the flag. They even disagree on the causes of the Civil War.
The war had many causes. Another term I like to use is follow the money. Probably the tariffs taxation without representation. Those are some of the major causes, and slavery was an issue. But I believe if slavery would have been the prominent issue, that perhaps President Lincoln would have done something about it as soon as he took office. The Emancipation Proclamation was not issued until 2 years into the war.
It's a crazy answer if you ask me to say that it was about tariffs, but what else was it about? Like I say, during that time, it was a $4 billion industry in 1861. You equate that to today's time, it's a $73 billion industry. So were you worrying about taxation? Were you worrying about tariffs? Or were you worrying about the economy that was going to suffer if you lost your slaves?
But if, as it seems, the Confederate flag is so controversial, is there any hope at finding common ground?
I love it when people preach diversity and inclusion, because Confederate history and those who support Confederate history are part of the diversity, and we should be included as well.
The people that I sit with over here on the Confederate side, and there are a lot of blacks, they want to sit down at the table of brotherhood.
The current environment we're in, under our current president, we've gone divisive again in a big way. I'm very fearful of our nation and the division that we're in right now.
But where do we go from here? We hope and pray that we get people in places that can understand the importance of one issue and the importance of the other, and somehow get in the middle and make it happen. But I think it's generations from us.
As monuments continue to come down, 150 years after the war, people are still grappling with the legacy of the Confederacy. To some, the flag represents years of hatred, hardship, suppression, and the fight for equality. To others, it's pride and a celebration of cultural heritage. But for now, it appears the flag will continue to divide. For WFSU News, I'm Sean Mulcahy.